What up? It's Dramos. You may know me from The Recap on LA TV. Now I've got my own podcast, Life as a Gringo, coming to you every Tuesday and Thursday. We'll be talking real and unapologetic about all things life, Latin culture, and everything in between from someone who's never quite fit in. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With ever longer ingredient lists on beauty products, it's hard to tell what you're really buying. That's why Sephora is committed to cutting through the clutter and confusion, helping to push the industry forward by showing what's really in their products. At Sephora, their clean standards mean products formulated without parabens, sulfates, phthalates, mineral oils, and more. So when you see the clean at Sephora seal, you know you're getting a clean you can count on. Learn more about their clean standards and shop clean at Sephora Beauty at Sephora.com.
This segment is sponsored by Novo Nordisk. Weight loss. It's a constant cycle. Am I right? It feels like our bodies are working against us, pushing back on our progress. We lose weight and our bodies try to gain it right back. Sure, losing weight is challenging, but keeping the weight off is just as hard. In fact, people with excess weight generally make 7 serious attempts at weight loss. 7! But guess what? It's not all our fault. And we have the science to back it up. One study shows that by partnering with healthcare providers, it may be possible to lose up to 5 times as much weight compared to trying to do it solo. Together, you can develop a plan to manage your weight and the impact of weight-related health issues, like high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. Talk to a healthcare provider and ask if FDA-approved medicine could help with losing weight and maintaining the results. Learn more about the science behind the weight loss at truthaboutweight.com.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, including your stories. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites. And while you're there, we'd love to have you consider donating. We work hard every day to bring you terrific stories about a good and decent country and try to give you relief from the day's bad news and the debate of the day. We're a nonprofit. Do a little. Do a lot. Do your part. If you like what you hear, please send a donation our way to OurAmericanStories.com. Click the donate button. Tell friends about what we do, too, and share our stories with others. We're doing our best to bring people together around a show that simply doesn't do politics, nor do anything but tell good and beautiful stories about a good and beautiful country. Up next, a story on medicine, but not the kind you'd expect to cure anything. Here's our own Monty Montgomery with his story.
Snake oil. Huron. Elixirs. Patent medicine. Today we think of medicine as a pretty buttoned-up industry. Everything is tested. It just works. But that hasn't always been the case. Here's Darren Glassbrook, executive director of the Mobile Medical Museum, with more on these medicines that claim to do everything, but didn't do much except line the pockets of their creators with cold, hard cash.
So we use the term patent medicine to refer to over-the-counter medicine that was sold in the years after the Civil War up until the establishment of the Food and Drug Administration in 1906 and the passage of new labeling laws and all of that. During this time, the drug industry was basically totally unregulated. And so you didn't even have to be a practicing doctor. You could be anybody and develop this concoction, apply for a patent, and then sell it over the open market. Some of these medicines had some legitimate uses and others didn't.
The names of these medicines were as interesting as what they claimed to cure. Bonnor's electromagnetic bathing fluid claimed to cure cholera, epilepsy, scarlet fever, neurosis, paralysis, hip diseases, and female complaints, among other things, while solar tincture claimed to restore life in the event of sudden death. But the most popular patent medicine of all time came from the swamps of the American South.
an interesting one that came kind of late in the game. It's called Hadacol, and it was a patent medicine that was invented in 1943 by Dudley LeBlanc, who was a state senator in Louisiana and a two-time candidate for governor. And he had no medical or pharmaceutical training, of course. The name Hadacol was an acronym for the Happy Day Company of LeBlanc. So that's what where the name comes from. He, you know, this became one of the, you know, most popular patent medicines of all time. In fact, by the year 1951, it was the second largest advertiser in the U.S. after Coca-Cola. So LeBlanc gave lots of interviews about the origins of this medicine. But what he claimed is that he went to the doctor for some foot pain, and he was given this medicine by a nurse, and he basically claimed to have stolen the recipe for Hadacol from this doctor's office. But the ingredients were just, you know, various B vitamins, minerals, honey, 12% alcohol. That was like the real, you know, the most impactful ingredient. And diluted hydrochloric acid, which enhanced the effects of the alcohol. So basically, you know, this kind of just knocked you right out. Now, he claimed, as many of these inventors of these patent medicines, he claimed that this drug would have all kinds of effects, helping to cure, you know, cancer, diabetes, but mainly it was taken as a pain medication. And he, LeBlanc was known for his really aggressive marketing strategies. So he included, he organized this medicine show with all these great stars in the late 1940s. He wrote the a country hit called the Hadacol Boogie, and Bill Nettles and his Dixie Blue Boys had a version of this song. It was later covered by, I think, Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, and shortly after that, things started to kind of fall off the tracks. By 1951, right at the peak of the success of the company, it came out that LeBlanc owed millions of dollars in tax debt and unpaid bills, and the Federal Trade Commission accused him of false advertising, and, you know, he got lots of bad publicity, and he was forced to sell the company, and it basically not only ruined the company, but also his political career. So he had a really high peak and then a very fast burnout, and that was the end of the story.
Backtracking a little bit now, you heard Darren mention that Hadacol contained a decent amount of booze in it, along with other things to knock you out. It turns out not only was this good for sales post-prohibition, but patent medicine was one of the only ways to actually get whiskey after the Volstead Act went into effect.
They still prescribed it because they could make a lot of money. It costs $3 for a prescription and $3 or $4 more to fill the prescription. And you could get a prescription filled for one pint every 10 days. So this was a moneymaker for a lot of doctors. You needed a prescription to purchase alcohol for medicinal purposes. This bourbon, Old Taylor, it comes from Kentucky, and it was named after Colonel Edmund Hayes Taylor, who was related to General Zachary Taylor, and he built this huge distillery in the form of a castle. And for a long time it was closed, but it recently opened up again as a distillery. You can look it up online. It's called Castle and Key Distillery. I'd like to visit it sometime, but that's the story.
And a great job, as always, by Monty Montgomery. And a special thanks to Darren Glassbrook, Executive Director of the Mobile Medical Museum. And it's hard to imagine a time, well, actually, maybe not so hard to imagine a time when there was no FDA and people just got to sell anything to anybody for any reason. And who knows the kind of junk that got sold. And by the way, even with the FDA, look at how far the miracles of modern medicine have taken us from what we thought were cures back in the day to now. And by the way, what a story about a character that, well, America's filled with characters, Dudley LeBlanc. At the peak, LeBlanc owed the IRS millions, the FTC accused him of false advertising, and he burned out fast. But he had also been the second largest advertiser in the United States behind Coca-Cola. And this is up till 1951, selling Hadacol, which is, of course, short for the Happy Day Company of LeBlanc. And my goodness, the whole thing just sounds like a movie in the making. This character, his life, and a little bit of a flashpoint into America and American hucksterism. Because there's a rich tradition of hucksterism and a fine line between P.T. Barnum and, of course, men like this. And we'd love to hear your stories about people like this, colorful people from your town, from your town's history. By the way, not evil people. We're not looking for evil people. Colorful people is how we like to call it here in Our American Stories. Send those stories to OurAmericanStories.com. Every town, every state has them. Share your stories with us again at OurAmericanStories.com. The story of Dudley LeBlanc and the story of Hadacol. Here on Our American Stories.
Spring is here and it's time to spice up your look at Lulu's, your one-stop shop for affordable, high-quality, fierce looks. Lulu's carries dresses, jumpsuits, sweaters, shoes, two-piece sets, tops, bottoms, accessories, and more. Find your new hot look for spring break, vacay, girls' night out, bachelorette party, wedding, or date night. Create an account at Lulus.com and use code LulusFan20 to save 20% off your first order. That's LulusFan20. Terms and conditions apply. See Lulus.com for details.
A major regret could soon hit millions of Americans. It could hit without warning. It could devastate your net worth. It could wipe away years of hard work and savings in the blink of an eye. What could it be? It's not properly diversifying your money and investments. With the economic challenges you're facing today, it's critical you get your hands on this free wealth protection kit. There's no cost or strings attached. All you have to do is call 855-933-5252 today. Call 855-933-5252.
Planning your wedding but don't know where to start? That's what Joy's for. It's the free all-in-one way to plan and organize your big day. Create a wedding website, send save the dates and invites, track guest RSVPs and more. With a Joy wedding registry, you can choose from thousands of gifts handpicked by experts, plus honeymoon experiences and zero fee cash funds. Add items from other stores and link all your registries in one place. It's so easy and convenient. Visit withjoy.com to start planning your happily ever after.